Am I always this naked, you may ask? Well, of course not. But I do prefer to tell the naked truth. You see, I like it juicy, raw, and uncensored. The truth, that is. Hey, everyone. So you wonder why I'm wearing a mask. Guess what? It's Halloween. Oh, what's that? Someone's calling. Happy Halloween. Yes, that's he. Oh, wow. Oh, okay. Thank you. Guess who was calling? It was fear, shame, doubt, and judgment. Those were calling and knocking at the door. What are you gonna do? Are you gonna wear a mask and act like nothing happened? So today is Halloween, of course. On Halloween, we pretend to be what we are not, or we pretend to think what we are not. And deep down, on every day that is not Halloween, we're trying to be who we want to be. We're trying to put on a mask so we can hide from other people. And sometimes we are ourselves. We show the world who we are. To what cost? So today I will be talking about my fears, my shame, my doubt, my judgments, my masks. So to start, again, 2020 had helped me realize all of these things and also had helped me to air out my dirty laundries to the world, because I no longer want to fear. I no longer want to have judgments against myself. And I no longer want to shame myself or even guilt myself on things. So one of the fears that I have is vulnerability. And I could not say it out loud, and I did not really know it fully until, if you watch my older videos, until Rilo, the person that I fell in trauma bond with or fell in love with, who we spent a good time together, had helped me realize to be okay to be vulnerable. Since I remember, and kind of about backstory, if you watched my previous videos, I used to stutter a lot. In a sense, I used to not really speak fluently unless I would read something or sing. Or when I would speak, people would not allow me to finish my sentences, because if you know yourself, if you stutter, people do not have patience. And if you are speaking, they assume what you want and or assume what they're gonna tell them. So I had to put on a thick shell to pretend. You know how we do when we are most vulnerable, when we are most fear and shameful, we act like we're bigger than the world, and we're really not. So now when I see people on the street walking and they have this bitch face or this grumpy face or this unhappy face, like, don't f*** with me, kind of thing, I actually smile and I laugh, and because I can see it, because I can see me through them, how I used to behave like I'm better than my ugly emotion, let's say, or my mask, put on the mask. So I'm working on my vulnerabilities, and the first and only person that I've allowed to be vulnerable with was Rilo. And he had helped me realize that because we spoke a lot about deep things from 7, 6 p.m. until 5 a.m., hanging out together, talking about philosophy, talking about our traumas, talking about life. And the last time I got really vulnerable with him is when we did some substance, and I did that because I wanted to get closer to him, and I'm proud to say that I'm straight edge. And so I lost myself. If you watch my other videos and my song, I lost myself in him because I was in a state of no self-love, because, yeah, it was pretty weird. In order to feel loved by him or even accepted, I had to reject my principles, myself. And as someone told me, it's easier to break down than build up. So thinking that I'm a kind of build up kind of person, and being with him, I had to step down on a level of self-loathing and not loving myself to do certain things against my principles so I can interact with him. So anyway, so we did some substance. I told him, before I tried it, I told him, I need to feel safe with you, and I feel vulnerable, and you're the only person I allow myself to be vulnerable with, and I need you to be with me 100%, and you need to promise, and you cannot take backseats. And then he promised, and he did not take backseats either. After the substance wore off, eventually he abandoned me and left. But that was later on, but I wanted him to stay, of course, all my life, I wish. But I wanted him to stay at least for the day, because we used to hang out all the time. So I felt abandoned, and I was in a vulnerable state, and he reaffirmed to me that I cannot be vulnerable with anybody because I will be abandoned. So the mask that I put on and the thick shell that I put on is for a show, to show that I'm strong and I do not allow you to see my vulnerabilities. Because what people do when you are vulnerable, they usually, the wrong people at least, but in a general sense, and you probably can resonate, people usually tease you, joke around that, make fun of you, or even they use your vulnerabilities against you later on. And I'm grateful. Well, it is what it is. Rilo did not do any of these things against me. However, he left. So I still felt abandoned. And this is why I wanted to show that I'm stronger than, so no one would abandon me. And so this is why 2020 was pretty rough for me emotionally, and which turned into physically, because I was not taking care of my physical anymore. What time is it? Midnight? Probably. So let's wait for the clock to tick. It's funny when that happens. Anyway, so that's one of the masks that I wear. And now I'm strong. I'm strong 100% for real without a mask, because I'm tired of bullshitting myself and put on a mask. Another mask that I used to wear, which is a fear, is somewhat, but not entirely. And this fear was a borrowed fear. This borrowed fear of, you are a black man in the United States, in the white world, or you are a queer or gay person in the United States, in a straight world. And those things are not my fear, but I've allowed myself through the media and people that I'm Facebook friends on, or Instagram, whatever, to feed me those toxic information of propaganda. And this is, again, from my own personal experience. I do not walk around in the world as a immigrant black man who's gay. I walk around in this world as a being, a human being, and regardless of labels that you or anyone else would put on me, those labels are boxes and masks, and I will not limit myself to those labels. So I have friends in Boston, they would make fun of me, they would say, I'm this white woman. And not until later on, I realized what they mean is, I walk around just being regular, a person. But they would say a white woman because in their eyes, only white women or white men, but mostly white men, women, are able to be themselves, walk around in places, demanding things. Not that I was demanding anything, but walking around places that they don't belong, which I don't believe in, and without being questioned, or they have confidence and no doubt and no shame, and they do their thing. So that's how I usually am. I walk places without shame and fear and doubt, and I'll do my thing, and people see it as a white thing. And I understand where they're coming from because of the history of this country. However, those are not my shit. And I'm tired of borrowing people's shit, and I'm gonna take off the mask, what I have already, and I just wanna be myself, and I'm done with this shit. Furthermore, I would have a mask of when I go to work to not exactly kiss ass, but to, in a sense when they say to eat shit, and I'm tired of eating shit. This is one of the reasons I'm an entrepreneur. I want to do my own thing, and if I'm doing a job, it's because I want to be there, and I'm grateful to be there, and I'm blessed to be there. However, the employer can also feel grateful and blessed that the employee is there. So as of 2020, if I'm not happy somewhere, I'm either gonna finish my gig, quit, don't come back, or tell them, hey, you need to change your behavior, whatever. I'm done playing the game. I'm done wearing a mask. So my question to you, what are some masks that you're wearing to please other people? And then when you go home, you feel defeated. You feel shamed. You feel judged. You feel guilty about. Like, what are some of your fear that you have in life? Some of my fear that I have, again, that is borrowed, is the fear of me looking in a mirror, being fearful of another black man. Yeah, this is like Dirty Laundry 101, raw, uncut, 101 right there. And I'm not afraid and ashamed to say those things because this is my experience and it's real and other people might resonate. In the media, who are black men usually? So one of the fears that I have usually in my dreams is I have three nightmares, unfortunately. First one, I have nightmares of whenever I dream of black people, they either shoot me, stab me, or kill me, or hurt me. Which, by the way, never happens in my whole life. Right? So the second one is fear that I've missed church, or I'm late for church. And that was like something that really happened in life. And the third one is my mother abusing me physically and mentally, which happened in life. But the first, the first one never happens. It is propaganda from the media, from movies and things that I've watched that tells me that I'm supposed to be fearful of me, people that look like me, a black male. And I'm done having that fear. I am done wearing that mask. I am done walking around in my home neighborhood. And actually, in real life, I don't fear it, but subliminally, if I have dreams about that, there is something there. So that's something there to be addressed. But in real life, I'm friendly and I smile to anyone anyway. However, especially because of 2020, I've learned, like, when I see anyone black, I say hello with my mouth, with words, and I smile or I nod. And I used to do that with anybody when I first moved to New York, but a boyfriend I had then was telling me that that was creepy and you don't do that in New York City. People will think you're a weirdo and people will judge you and all this stuff. So I stopped myself from doing that. But one thing I did not stop myself from doing was smiling or making eye contact or not. But now I'm done wearing a mask. I'm going to be myself 100% bare naked, ladies. Yeah, bare naked, basically. Because I'm tired of being fake, wearing a mask to be loved. And when I do not wear a mask, I'd rather be myself and be hated for it than wearing a mask and be loved for it. You've probably seen that meme. So there you have it, folks. These were and are the fears, the shame, the guilt, the judgments that I'm working on, and I'm done fucking those things. And I do hope my story inspires you to change, to get rid of the mask that you wear, the mask of judgment for yourself and others, the mask of shame of yourself and others, the mask of guilting yourself and guilting others. So will you join me? Oh, the phone is ringing again. Who's this? Hello? Happy Halloween. Yes, I get the message. I did the video. Yes, I am ready. I'm done wearing a mask. Thank you. So this was shame, fear, guilt, judgment calling. They asked me to get naked, bare my soul, and stop wearing a mask. Namaskar.